Today's program has been brought to you by Hearst Ranch, the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. For more information, visit HearstRanch.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
All right, thank you for tuning into the Heritage Radio Network. We are coming to you live, as always, from the back of Roberto's Pizza in beautiful Bushwick, Brooklyn. I'm your host today, Aaron Fairbanks. We are kicking into a special studio session. We are on the line with Kirsten Bourne, the marketing director for Buy Right Markets, and our stomachs are rumbling. We're getting excited for the opening of your new shop next week, March 13th. So for folks who, yeah, I know, right? It's exciting stuff. I figured for folks who haven't had the like gustatory pleasure of stopping by Buy Right, maybe we should start with a little bit of explanation about the existing space and talk about how you're expanding your community of businesses.
Sure, of course. So we're a small group of family-owned food businesses in San Francisco. We've been around, you know, Buy Right Market has been around since 1940. It's been in the current family for 50 years. It's been in Sam Moganum's family. He took it over from his father and uncle in 98, 15 years ago. So we have a market on 18th Street in the Mission District. We have a creamery and bake shop across the street that we opened in 2006. We have farms up in Sonoma where we are growing fruits and veggies, and we're actually raising pigs and cows and chickens at this point. We have a nonprofit education space called 18 Reasons. Catering, and we're soon to have a new market as of next Wednesday.
Awesome. So why expand to the new space, and can you tell us a little bit more about the neighborhood where it's going to be located?
Absolutely. It's a big deal for us to expand. You know, we've never opened a new market. And we really, the main reason is because enough of our guests have asked for one that's closer to them. The Divisadero neighborhood is thriving. It's a great walking and biking neighborhood, so it's a really good place for an urban grocery store that people come to several times a week and aren't necessarily driving to. It's kind of an intersection of a lot of neighborhoods, the Western Addition, the Haight, Hayes Valley, the Fillmore District. There are tons of kind of classic businesses over there, and lots of friends, too. You know, Sam, our owner, grew up with Jeff, the owner of NOPA, which is next door. And we just think it's got a great kind of classic San Francisco character that makes sense for our market.
Nice. So I know that the neighborhood around the 18th Street shop has really grown and changed in so many ways. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about, you know, why people shop at Buy Right Market. I mean, how are you guys different than a normal grocery store?
Sure. You know, we're a tiny space. We're about 2,500 square feet. And every little inch of our space is full of delicious products that we really stand behind. You know, we can't sell 20 or 50 kinds of cereal, so we sell 10 that are amazing. So people shop with us because they trust that we vetted every product on our shelves. You know, the items in our produce section, we know the farmers by name and by face. It's often the farmers themselves that are coming to deliver the produce to our store throughout the week. You know, our baked goods are made right across the street in our creamery bake shop. You know, our grocery products, we really are serious about only selling things that are grown in a responsible way, that, you know, we can point to where it was produced and how it was made, and kind of stand by the quality and, you know, make sure that the person who's producing it is paying their workers right, and that it's kind of fair for all the stakeholders involved. And then most of all, our prepared foods are off the charts delicious. I think that's probably why I couldn't help but have wanted to work here way back. We have a kitchen right in the market, which is pretty unusual for grocery stores these days. And every day they're making fresh salads, roasted vegetables, roast chicken, crab cakes, meatloaf, lasagnas, sandwiches. All of our sandwich condiments are made from scratch in our kitchens. And So that's pretty unique these days, too.
Yeah, no, it's like always definitely my favorite go-to stop before I go chill out in the Dolores Park area. Stack up at Byright. So I want to give a shout out to my boy Patrick Mills, who's going to be the GM at the new space. And I'm wondering if maybe, one of the other things that's exciting for businesses like yours that have such a strong commitment to their workers and to the community where they're located is when you open a new spot, you create this great new chance to employ a ton more people and to promote people within your team. So I wonder if you can give us a lowdown on who's going to be heading up the store with Patrick.
Absolutely. So Patrick is the general manager, and he's just incredible. I mean, he is just such a natural leader. It's amazing to watch him do this. He's hired about 60 people for the store. So it's pretty awesome, you know, the growth that a local business can have, not only in terms of the people that we're hiring, but what that might mean for the area. There's a crazy story that Sam tells about what happened on 18th Street as our business has grown. When he took over the market on 18th Street, there were 40 jobs on the block between Guerrero and Dolores. And 15 years later, there are 400 jobs on the block. And that's, you know, shared between us and a couple other food businesses and other businesses on the block. But kind of similarly, we think that it's pretty powerful the way that a local business can invigorate a neighborhood by hiring people from the neighborhood. So anyway, joining Patrick, we have Morgan Mackey, who's our head chef over at DeViz. And Morgan comes from working in some of the best restaurants here in San Francisco and in other cities around the country. Allie Ball is our head grocery manager. Fawn Skiles is heading up the deli. Simon Richard is our produce manager. He actually is also our farmer for Sonoma Farm, so he is pretty excited about a produce section that's double the size of what we were able to have at our 18th Street Market. And Thea Stoltz, Patrick's wife, is the cheese manager. And Fergus McGrath is the front of house manager.
Nice. Sounds like a solid lineup. Well, I know not only are you guys so active in supporting the community there in the Bay Area, but also have to say a huge thanks. I know you guys are an HRN business member, so it's awesome to feel your support all the way here on the East Coast.
Oh yeah, and we've got a full lineup of pork that Chili's brought into our butcher case to have ready when we open. We're pretty excited about having a full service butcher case because the neighborhood used to have a butcher and it hasn't for a long time, so we're hoping people will come in and be able to get cuts of meat that they haven't had access to and, you know, butchers who are able to really speak to recipes that are good for various cuts and offer kind of different poultry and different meat cuts than a lot of the other grocery stores around.
Yeah, Chili is definitely the man, and I know our founder, Heritage Foods USA, is super excited to have a growing presence in the Bay Area. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the other kind of community-based organization that you guys run, the 18 Reasons space?
Absolutely. So in 2008, we opened 18 Reasons, which is our nonprofit education space. So it's basically, we opened it because Sam used to be a chef, and he really missed actually feeding people. And, you know, we're all about education in our store, but there's only so long of a conversation that can be had in the grocery aisle. So the idea behind 18 Reasons was to create a space where we could sit down to dinner, have our guests sit down with our farmers, our winemakers, or cheesemakers, and really kind of dig deeper into how their food is made and get closer to that. And then over time, you know, our programming has evolved. We're now offering 7 or 8 classes a week that range from cooking classes and beer making and cheese making and those kind of things for adults. But then also what we're most excited about is the youth programming we're offering. So we're doing culinary career training. We're doing kids cooking summer camp where the kids, you know, grow or actually harvest tomatoes and make their own mozzarella and mill flour and then make pizza at the end of the week. So really kind of putting stock in the fact that to change the food system, we have to start with the youngins. And so, 18 Reasons is growing and evolving, but it's it's an amazing place to be able to experiment with ideas and, you know, host panels about food justice issues and screen movies.
Awesome. So March 13th, less than a week away. Can you paint us a little picture of what things are going to look like for the grand opening?
Sure. Let's see here. Right when you walk in the door, you'll see on the right side what I think most people are holding their breath for, which is a creamery scoop shop inside the market. So that's pretty exciting. We actually ran a sandwich and sundae contest where we asked the public to send us their ideas for a special Divisadero sundae and a special Divisadero sandwich. So the sundae is called the Salty Ginger, and it's really delicious, so I urge people to look out for that. We have a cut-to-order cheese counter, so, you know, we'll have someone there that can give taste of any cheese, and it allows us to offer certain formats of cheese that are really ideal, like Humboldt Fog in a bigger format than we're able to do without a cut-to-order counter on 18th Street. Huge produce section. Let's see. What else? The store is a gorgeous space with really high ceilings and skylights that the light pours in. It's about the same size as our current store. And we're going to have a lot of our producers who we work with there in the beginning days giving out tape. Cowgirl Creamery is going to be there. We're going to have a cheese land Gouda tasting. We're going to have In a Jam there, an amazing jam and preserves maker from the East Bay will be there sampling their jams. So we're just trying to kind of give guests a flavor for what's most important to us, which is representing the amazing food makers whose food we sell.
Awesome. Well, Kirsten, thanks so much for joining us and giving us the update. We hope to be able to check in with you next week on the day of the opening and get a little bit of a update from the ground. But until then, we'll just have to follow your progress. I can't wait.
Thank you. We're so grateful for your support. Thanks, Erin.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been a special recording from the Heritage Radio Network. This, like all 30 of our live weekly shows, is available as a free download through iTunes or Stitcher Smart Radio. You can find us at our website, www.heritageradionetwork.org. If you like what you hear, and we hope you do, please click that donate button and become a member today. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.